You reached emergency roadside assistance. My name is Shakira. How may I assist you today?
Yes, Shakira. My name is Scott Dickerson. I called just a short while ago to get a tire change. And the guy that came out here basically broke two of my lug nuts off and kept talking about how he's got to get home. He's got to get home for dinner or something. And I'm still sitting here. He wouldn't even give me a ride down the street to get my tire changed at a shop because I don't have a spare because it fell off out from under the truck and I don't know where or when. And I've got my wife to bring me a tire that I thought was the right size because it was a 6-lug GM tire, but it wasn't the right size. Mm-hmm. So basically, I have a tire, and I have the rim that we took off of the truck. And basically, all I needed to do was go down to a tire shop mm-hmm. and get the tire changed. But this guy y'all sent me, he wouldn't help me that much. And I know he's not required to, but he didn't finish the job. And he tells me, I need you to sign this for I can leave. And he just leaves me, and I'm still sitting here with two broken lugs and basically a tire that I can't get changed unless I get somebody to come pick me up and take me to the tire shop. So mm-hmm. I'm calling my wife, and I've got her to come get me so I can get the tire put back on. So I don't want him to get paid, and I want him to have a zero bad review because that 20-year-old dude is not – he's not prepared. He don't have any – all he's got's a jack and a ratchet, and that's mm-hmm. it. And, you know, mm-hmm. basically, he's used to doing basic tire changes. And mm-hmm. this turned into not being basic because I guess after the winter, you know, sometimes lugs get seized up because yeah. of soft and rusty, you know. And, mm-hmm. you know, and he's like, breaks one off, and he's like, I don't know, man. I'm like, well, I guess it will be all right. Let's just see if we can get the rest off. Well, he mm-hmm. ended up and he broke two off. I'm talking broke them all the way off. Mm-hmm. And so I've got two lugs broken off. And I was just kind of asking for his common courtesy to give me a ride down the road to the tire shop and back, mm-hmm. you know. And he basically keeps saying that how he's not busy, but he's got to get home. He's mm-hmm. got to go home. He's got dinner cooking. Mm-hmm. You know, he's making every use in the world instead of being a decent person and helping me out like he should. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't guess, you know. But I have a issue with the guy that you sent here. Mm-hmm. I do not want him to get paid. Mm-hmm. He does not deserve to get paid. Mm-hmm. I don't know what else I could do. I need some help. But I've got my wife coming now. Mm-hmm. She's going to take me to a tire shop, and I'm going to get it took. I took pictures of this. Mm-hmm. Is there anything else I can do?
Like, I can
complain?
Yes, sir. I can most definitely get you over to our customer service department. They do take down all of our complaints.
Yes,
they'll probably ask for, I'm not sure if they'll be able to either get you to email those pictures or send them over. But they will put in that complaint for that dispatcher. And I'm not sure what they'll do as far as that, but I know most of the time they do make sure they do get it handled. Also, is your vehicle already at the tire shop, or are you needing your vehicle to be towed or something?
No, I am sitting in the corner of a parking lot with a jack under my truck. That's mm-hmm. my jack mm-hmm. because I was gonna change the tire myself, but you know the little lug nut wrenches they give you, it's just not big enough. Being that the lugs were rusty and salty at New York's, mm-hmm. you know, like I said, it's just after winter mm-hmm. and the lugs are bad, you know, and it, like I said, they were bad. They were so bad that he actually broke two off mm-hmm. and, you know, I'm not mad about him breaking them off mm-hmm. that, you know, it needs to be fixed. Definitely. Mm-hmm. You know, now I'm thinking it might have to get towed to a shop to get the rotors and everything took off to be able to get fixed.
Yeah.
You know, so I don't know. I got full coverage insurance, but I don't know if I can deal without my truck because I do handyman work and I've got tools and everything. I've been trying to get to work all day and I've just had a bad day and this dude came and made it worse.
Yeah, I know.
Like
I'm
so sorry.
And like I said,
what's got me so upset is common courtesy, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I know. I'm not trying to talk your ear off. I'm just
You're perfectly fine. Yes, sir.
I'm just a little stressed and upset with this guy because he's a little young kid and all he really sounds like he wants to do is go home and play a freaking video game.
Yeah.
And like I said, you know, he said he was going to give me a ride at first, and then I called a couple tire shops and they said they were busy and he was getting aggravated because I wasn't getting a response fast enough from a tire shop. And mm-hmm. he keeps telling me, I don't know if we'll be able to help you out. I've got to get home. I've got dinner cooking. And, from the moment he stepped out of his vehicle, he was basically complaining about everything. You know, he's like, you know, I just swear, he don't need to be working. Not doing a simple tire change for a little old lady on the side of the highway.
Mm-hmm.
What if I was a little old lady on the side of the highway,
mm-hmm.
and he left her like this, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I'm perfectly healthy, capable man myself, but, you know, I would like to definitely make a complaint against this boy. Because
yes, sir, most definitely.
I know he got me to sign that phone
mm-hmm.
because that's how he gets paid.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't thinking about it because he was going to give me the ride down the street. But then once he realized I'm already paid for the job, fuck this guy, you know? And that's what made me mad. Because, you know, it just... He could literally 2 or 3 blocks down the street. What's a couple miles? You know, what's 30, 40 minutes an hour?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I understand he's not that busy, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
He's going home.
Exactly.
But
and
anyway,
that's the least he could have did was, yes, sir, that's the least he could have did was get you down that road. But I will go ahead and transfer you over to our customer service line so they can go ahead and make that complaint. And they'll more than likely reach out to the manager there and just let them know what happened. And they'll make sure they do get everything handled for you.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, thank you so much for listening. Yes, sir, no problem. And I'm so sorry
on his
behalf. I hope you have a great one.
Yes, you too. Have a good day.
All right, you too. Bye.